Okay, what about shorts below the knees? These jeans are way off. I don't know what I'm making. They used to be pedal pushers. Now they're the knickers. Not those too much either.
I think they didn't make the comeback the designers hoped.
No.
Because knickers are rather old.
Yeah.
How about shorts that are cut fairly high? Or very, they've got varying heights above the knees. Do you know any of the names for them?
Shorts. That's all.
What they call the very shortest ones they had a couple of years ago.
Oh, hot pants.
What do you call very fashionable, good-looking clothes?
What do I call fashionable, good-looking clothes?
My style. No name for it. Okay. What would you call secondhand clothes? Clothes that might have been passed from one member of your family to another. Not your family, maybe, but mine.
Well, mine too. Hand me down. Hand me down. Can't do much of that anymore. Style changes so fast.
A lot of people are still aware of it.
What
about clothes purchased through a thrift shop, perhaps, or a rummage sale? Things that people felt were good enough to donate and resell for a charity or benefit of some kind. Do you have a particular name for that type of clothing?
Well, I guess I call them used or secondhand, though. They have rummage sales, but that doesn't really name them.
If you wanted to store your clothing, I'll give you two or three different ways. For instance, a storage bag for your winter clothes during the summer. What would you call that type of bag?
What would I call it? A storage bag.
Seems like I'm putting words in your mouth. What about a bag? Did you get your dresses from when you go to the cleaner? Okay. If you're going on a plane trip, what kind of a bag would you pack and take with you?
A suitcase. A dress.
What kind of a lightweight bag might you carry on the plane?
What you call an overnight bag, perhaps, or a weekend bag.
All right, that's all about shoes. Do you have specific names for certain kinds of shoes, or a lot of different kinds of shoes?
Say there's a sneaker, or a tennis shoe. There's the loafer, or the Oxford.
What's an Oxford?
It's a shoe that ties up and closed completely.
Okay. What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Shoes?
What about for you? Sandals.
Wedge heel sandals. Boots. If you classify those as shoes, I guess.
I think they should be.
Yeah.
How about men's styles? I noticed that many of the kids wearing these great big built-up shoes. They have a sole about 2 inches and a heel about 4.
Right.
What are they called?
Platforms. Or clouds. I guess. No, the clouds are the sandals.